we don't want to move. Traditionally, people have moved out of the inner city to go to suburban houses as their families grew and they went to schools, you know, out of area. But we're just not doing that anymore. And unfortunately, the government has kind of relied on the fact that that was the traditional kind of trend. But we want to stay in the city. We want to stay in the community and with the people that we've, you know, grown really fond of.
Sky Molyneux is one of many frustrated parents who have joined the lobby group CLOSE, Community for Local Options for Secondary Education. She says inner city families are left with very few options but to send their children to a private school or a school out of area. Greens New South Wales MP John Kay says the O'Farrell government is not doing enough to meet the educational demands of inner city families.
Neither Labor nor the Coalition have taken public education seriously. They've always treated it as a safety net education outcome rather than as a mainstream education outcome. They're only too happy when parents leave the public education system and go private. Costs them on average about half as much in terms of recurrent costs and a lot less in terms of capital costs. The O'Farrell government has an ideological commitment to private sector activities. We can see that by their attempted privatisations across the sector. Education is no different. They have a bias towards private education. They want to drive parents out of public education.
By law, he says the New South Wales government has a responsibility to provide high-quality public education.
Section 4 of the Education Act gives them a responsibility, binds them to a responsibility to ensure that there is high-quality public education for every child. It's also immoral. Turning the public education system into a safety net will marginalise those who come from disadvantaged backgrounds. We are continuing our campaign to force the O'Farrell government to own up to its obligations.
One option CLOSE proposes is a reinstatement of Cleveland Street Intensive English High School, located in Surry Hills. Professor in History of Education Geoffrey Sherrington at the University of Sydney says the possibility of mixing recent migrants with local students could be a viable option.
Australia has a lot of expertise in that field, tremendous amount of expertise in dealing with recent migrants and how you make them feel comfortable in their own language, because a lot of it is taught now often in a sort of dual language situation, being skilled in their own language and taking on English. So I think you could run that, and you might find, interestingly enough, you could make another push that the comprehensive school could have much more concentrate on language development. I mean, we're all talking about everyone needs more languages in Australia and to engage with Indonesia and China, etc. So you could almost turn it into a language specialist school as part of the comprehensive curriculum, which would have intensive language for those who needed English and language streams maybe for those who want to take on certain Asian languages.
But Dr. Phil Lambert, the New South Wales Education Department's Regional of Schools, has ruled out this option.
Oh, no, that's clearly not an option. So it's already serving a particularly important service. And as I said, there are other schools, comprehensive schools nearby that, can certainly accommodate students from that area.
Independent member for Sydney, Alex Greenwich, has shown support for the need of a public high school in the inner city area. He says the Minister of Education, Adrian Piccoli, now recognises inner city educational needs.
I know from a meeting with the Minister for Education this week that now a task force will be set up to specifically look at the inner city education needs, and that includes both primary and high school level education. So I think that's a great move, which I certainly welcome.
But Dr. Phil Lambert says it is not a task force, but a working party set up to look specifically at the situation at Ultimo Public School.
There's a working party that's being established to look particularly at Ultimo Public School. There has been some concerns about accommodation in the Ultimo area as a primary school, and we're working together with the PNC and the local council around that particular area.
He says there is already a wide range of options offered to inner city families.
I am aware that there's concern from a particular group, but there are many schools across the Sydney area and various types of schools. And within the inner city, there are schools such as Alexandra Park that has capacity. There is plenty of space, as I said, with Alexandra Park, which is actually closer to where the people that are lobbying from the close group. It's a short distance from them where they are now. They're primary schools, so we're very welcome them to enrol their children in Alexandra Park.
Dr. Phil Lambert adds the working group will look at the option of opening a secondary school when there becomes a need.
As I said, we continue to review the demographic data and other forms of data that we have, and we'll continue to review each year where our needs are, where our development is, what changes we might need to make. It's a regular process that we engage in. There will always be groups that form themselves because they want a particular thing nearby to them, but clearly we have to service all of the needs and desires of the various parents, and also to ensure that we're meeting capacity demands as well.